With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on today's show, what's a Canada Strong Pass and how do I get to travel for free in this country? It is a possibility. We'll explain. Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. You can't have a beach bunker without the Beach Boys. And we lost Brian Wilson yesterday. There's a new airport term this morning called gate lice, and you've been exposed. Gate lice. Gate lice. What are they? Sounds awful. Also, some Sunseekers make the news. Big news. Major market U.S. news, actually Minneapolis. They were down to take in the Jays game and made it onto the news. And we'll show you what they had to say about our Sunseekers in Minnesota. Not just a couple weeks away from the final day of school, but Sunseekers, you know, we're, what, 1 week away from the days getting shorter again. I know, don't throw stones at me. This is the part of the world we live in. We get these beautiful, long summer evenings. But here's the bright side. We have, and I'm going to knock on wood before I even say this, we have not had any massive thunderstorms, like really butt-kicking thunderstorms. To me, that's a good thing. I should have saved that for a good thing. But this time of year, normally we are going to be getting some big thunder boomers. But the reality is that we've had some pretty status quo weather. The rain has moved from Sunday to Saturday, now 21. And now it looks like Dad's Day might be good. One day Dad's Day is good. The next day it's rainy. But nothing too dramatic. We are basically status quo. This is the most Canadian forecast I have ever seen in my entire career. Day after day, just normal. It's just normal. Nothing too hot, nothing too cold, just normal. It's been a tough go in the fire department. However, Cranberry Portage is going back this weekend, and they Flin Flon apparently is next. They're just coming up with a game plan to get these people back up into their homes. So could we have turned the corner? This rain that's coming for the weekend could be awesome. This would be great. Looking at making the switch to electric, you'll be passing by the gas pumps. There's tax incentives, lower maintenance, no oil changes, fewer parts means fewer headaches. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray, GM, and Brandon. And Auto Fashion, when the storms do come and the hail does hit, remember Auto Fashion. AutoFashion.ca. They're MPI, SGI accredited, window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, and more. 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. It is time to stock up for the weekend. Dad is going to want a smoky. Dad is going to want a giant hamburger. Dad deserves the best. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, next to Tasty's. If you're getting married or you know somebody that's getting married, the Weddings by Abbey Open House Wedding Extravaganza, super amazing, spectacular, 11 till 4 at 3G, 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. It will make it unforgettable. Weddings by Abbey. 82 years is a full life, especially when you've toured the globe as one of music's biggest stars. We lost Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys yesterday, the genius behind the Beach Boys.
He was the mastermind behind the Beach Boys' chart-topping success. Brian Wilson was one of the most influential composers in modern music. The Beach Boys' joyful pop emerged at the vanguard of the California sound in the early 60s. It was Wilson's creative genius that layered the band's five distinct voices into one perfect harmony.
I would just describe it as ethereal and masculine and feminine put together.
Wilson and the other Beach Boys rode their signature sound wave through a string of hits. Surfin' USA. I Get Around. Fun, Fun, Fun. And She'll Have Fun, Fun, Fun. And Help Me, Rhonda. By the mid-60s, Wilson experimented with new music and with drugs. He said an LSD experience helped him write the Beach Boys' 1966 magnum opus, Pet Sounds.
Whoa.
Pet Sounds is widely considered one of the greatest albums of all time.
The harmonies are incredible.
During its studio sessions, the Beach Boys recorded Good Vibrations, later released as a single. It became one of the most influential tracks in rock history.
The night we cut the vocals at RCA was one of the highlights of my life, teaching the guys the parts. And, you know, it was just a departure from anything we'd ever done before. It was probably our masterpiece.
For 7 months, Wilson experimented with multiple layers of track, echoes, and reverb, using the studio as his instrument. Good Vibrations, produced at a cost of more than $400,000 in today's dollars, was dubbed a pocket symphony. But the drug-fueled creative blaze came at a cost. Wilson said he began hearing voices around the time he used LSD. By the 70s, his life had spiraled into an abyss of drug abuse, depression, and seclusion. He disappeared from public view and fell under the sway of discredited psychologist Eugene Landy. The 2015 biopic Love and Mercy dramatized Wilson's decline, his struggles with Landy, and his redemption with the help of his
second wife, Melinda. Wow, I didn't know there was a movie.
Wilson returned to the studio in the late 80s. He released over a dozen solo albums in the decades that followed. In 2012, he joined the Beach Boys for their 50-year reunion tour. 4 years later, they toured again to commemorate 50 years since Pet Sounds released. Brian Wilson, a musical master who faced personal discord and wrote enduring harmonies.
Wow, just an absolute genius. You know, when you've got a genius mind like Brian Wilson that's able to pull that kind of genius music out of your melon, something's going on up there. On one side, you got devils and angels fighting each other. Blessed Mama says, I think of the Kokomo song. Aruba, Jamaica, oh, I'm gonna take ya. KDD says, seeing them in Brandon a lot of years ago. They did perform here. Did they perform with Brian Wilson, though? Was Brian here? Cindy says, fun, 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 till your daddy takes a T-Bird away. Saw them in 2004 at Summerfest in Gimli. Such a great voice. Quentin says, that was his first concert ever, was the Beach Boys. I Get Around. Blessed Mommy says, life goes by far too fast. Isn't that the truth? Tracy says, her dad loved them, too. It was a dad's favorite. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. They're going to make a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil change. So those fluids need changing. It's just something that's got to be done, and you can be helping out the community at the same time. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At Headley's Health Hut, I hope that you had an opportunity to take in Win Back Wednesday yesterday. Keep that in mind. Second Wednesday of each month is a chance for you to win your purchase back. But next big event on the menu is 2 weeks from tomorrow, Customer Appreciation Day, and there's going to be a beach party. Speaking of the Beach Boys, probably be some Beach Boys music playing that day in store. It is the day after the last day of school, and it's Customer Appreciation Day, so there's going to be specials and samples. I want to be there because there's a beach involved, and they do have tequila, and I can drink a whole bottle. There's no alcohol in it. I can say to somebody, I drank a whole bottle of tequila, and then I live to tell the tale. I drove home after, because they have those non-alcoholic bottles of liquor, which sounds crazy, but it's true. Rum and tequila. I think they got amazing products. Headley's Health Hut Beach Party, 2 weeks tomorrow. And Eplaw Office, again, they are your trusted legal advisors for real estate, for corporate law, and for wills and estates. If you know of somebody that is in need of a will, please send them to Eplaw Office, if you would be so kind. They are proud to be involved with the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen 50-50 Roof Fundraiser, Raising the Roof. They've got a 50-50 draw going on. This is for Helping Hands Soup Kitchen, the Helping Hands 50-50. The current jackpot, it's got to be over $1,000 now. Must be 18 plus to purchase tickets with valid credit card. And again, proceeds going to put a new roof on the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen. So what is the Canada Pass? How do I get to travel for free? Well, and June 20th is when this is a week away. A week tomorrow, the Canada Pass will be made available to all Canadians. Guess I wasn't paying enough attention when they were talking about this, but apparently it was part of the election promises that were made. Apparently, the Canada Pass means heavily discounted access to museums and galleries for Canadians ages 18 to 24. This is to unite Canadians in the face of threats from the U.S. How do Canadians respond? We go to the museum for free or at a heavy discount. For 18 to 24. It's called the Canada Strong Pass. A spokesperson for Via Rail says the National Passenger Rail Service will also be involved. There will be free seats for those 18 to 24 on the train. You had me at free. The Prime Minister promised to introduce a single pass that would give young people under 18 free seats on Via Rail when traveling with their parents. A government spokesperson says details will be announced in the coming days. In 2017, Via Rail offered unlimited travel passes for youth during the month of July as part of Canada's 150th birthday celebration. While the organization said it planned originally to make 1,867 passes available, it extended the offer because of high demand. Complimentary Via Rail passes if you're traveling with mom and dad. Canada Strong. Are you excited? Calm down, calm down. Everybody just calm down. There will be enough Canada Strong passes for everybody. Fern and Rick, those who have been on a Starjet with yours truly, know who Fern and Rick are. They've been on several. They're Sunseekers. I believe in season one, Fern brought us some wonderful Mexican stuff to taste because they like to spend their winters in Texas, I believe. So Fern and Rick made the news on WCCO in Minneapolis because they were at the Twins game a couple weekends ago. Fern says, FYI, if you're skeptical of traveling to the USA, don't let the U.S.-Canada relations affect that decision. It's all political. If you're skeptical about crossing the border, our recent experience was both smooth sailing and a little entertaining in a good way. Concerned about the exchange rate, it's been fluctuating for icons, and then she talks a bit about how to get a good exchange rate.
Blue Jays fans had a better weekend than fans of the home team.
Hey, buddy, we went 2, you lost. You only won 1.
This little girl from Calgary has a new lifelong memory on top of beating the Twins 2 out of 3.
At the end, we got some autographs from some of our favorite players.
Mike and Zach flew their dad, Leon, to Minneapolis from Saskatchewan to celebrate his 70th birthday.
Everyone here is very friendly, which was nice to be a little unsettled right now, to be perfectly honest, with what's going on in the world. So we weren't sure, you know, we're welcome. But you guys are very nice down here, so it was a great time.
The U.S.-Canada relations Mike's referring to are affecting Canadian travel to Minnesota, according to the Explore Minnesota Tourism Office. They say Canadian arrivals from January to April were down 3.5% compared to last year.
I would think people are a little skeptical coming down here. There's been a lot of talk about traveling Europe, trying other parts of the world just because of the uncertainty in flying down here.
The Canadians we met who were here obviously don't put much stock in that kind of talk, even if they may have heard it.
We've been coming down for 8 years.
There's Fern, your famous Sunseeker Fern, and Rick.
on the news. Oh, what a beautiful stadium. God, they've got good hot dogs there. Oh, I had one of those big foot-long super monster dogs one time.
We've been coming down for 8 years to Texas, and that's not going to change our way. We enjoy the people. The people enjoy us. We've been welcomed here by lots of people.
Forrest Parson doesn't rely on Canadian visitors much at his Hungry Jack Lodge in Grand Marais, but he's noticed what seemed to be giving tourists pause, more than anything political, was the exchange rate.
I think the biggest thing is I think their dollar's a little weak right now. I think that could really impact tourism travel from Canada.
We paid 30% more.
Yeah, it just cost us a lot.
That's the hard part.
Even with the costs, Minnesota made a good impression. Just what you'd expect.
We'd come back, I'm sure.
In Minneapolis, David Schumann, WCCO News.
Can we get your autograph? There they are being interviewed. Rick looks impressed. He's like, can we get this? Can we wrap this up? Because I'm here for the cheap beer and a foot-long hot dog that I promised Tyler that I would eat. Blessed Mama says, I agree. Don't let what's going on politically keep you from enjoying what you want to do, where you want to do it. Life is short. Gate lice are people who, when they say, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to board the aircraft. We are now going to board the important people, followed by VIPs, and then rich people. VIPs, important people, and rich people will board now. You gotta love it. And then it's, we're going to be loading sections 1 through 20 and 30 through 50. That is sections 1 through 20 and 30 through 50. Please approach the gate. And you look down at your ticket, and it says 25. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to board all those with that have special needs, all those with children who are adopted, also all those with service dogs, and all those who are bald. Bald people with service dogs can now board. Thank you.
Okay, I don't have a service dog. I'm not bald, and I'm not in that.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we are just rounding the corner now on our final call for boarding. This is the final call for boarding, and this is... basically, if you have a heartbeat, you're allowed to board now. If you have a heartbeat in the same rhythm as Jingle Bells, we have a stethoscope here. We are going to check. You can now board.
What are you talking about? See, this is the problem with air travel. It gets people pissed off before they even get on the plane. So what you have is when they do that first boarding call, you have people that say, screw this. And then when you're in the lineup at the airport, at the gate, and they're ripping tickets, ripping boarding passes, scanning phones for your boarding pass. By that time, it's too late. Beep, they've scanned you and they can't go, oh, you're not in this zone. You should not board. You're not in the proper zone, Tyler. By then, it's too late. So I would be called gate lice. I've jumped the queue. I'm in seat 25, but they've let everybody, the sun-kissed club, the VIP club, the richer-than-you club, the richer-than-everyone club. I'm the sit-in-the-back by the bathroom where it stinks club, cheapest seat on the plane club. They never call my number. So now apparently airlines are gonna crack down on gate lice. Travelers are calling on airlines to actively stop line cutters during the boarding process. Doesn't matter. The plane is not going to leave without us. You'll get your seat. You'll be fine. With overhead bin space at a premium, the issue really matters. There's nothing worse than having to store your carry-on rows behind your seat and then having to wait until everyone deplanes before you can retrieve yours. Oh, the travesty! I didn't know this was a thing. I'm glad I'm talking about this so I can be gate lice, because I don't think it's fair. Justice to the people! Yeah, you can get the occasional stink eye from someone in the group when they're saying, those with service animals can now board and I don't have a service animal. I'm just going to say, Tracy, tell them I'm the service animal. I identify as a Sasquatch and I'm here to support you. So go take me to court. I'm a service animal. I'm a gate lice. Coming up on Wednesday, we are going to be at Tim Hortons. We are not going to be at Tim Hortons. We're going to be at the Brandon Clinic for Tim Hortons for the Smile Zone. Yes, that beautiful Smile Zone going to be opening up at the Brandon Clinic on Wednesday. It's been a rather cold space. It hasn't been very fun for the kids to visit. It will be starting Wednesday, and we'll take you inside. We'll show you all about it. We'll have some special guests and lots of fun on Wednesday as the Smile Zone opens at the Brandon Clinic. Thanks to your support of the Smile Cookie Campaign at Tim Hortons. Of course, you helped to make the Victoria Avenue location the Smile Cookie Capital of Canada. They sold more Smile Cookies at that Tim Hortons location than any other in the entire country. And on your way, make sure you pick up Orion's Breakfast so you can get a breakfast in a box or a wrap done Ryan Reynolds way, complete with that beautiful chipotle sauce on the scrambled eggs, crispy hash browns, bacon, and or sausage. And don't forget about the Supreme Stack, the new sandwich too, which is beef and bacon. 10 Tim Hortons locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. The Gary Lavox Show is coming fast at Skydancer Casino. He's the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. We've got a ton of Rascal Flatts fans in southwestern Manitoba. It's time to get hyped up for this show. It is coming fast. July the 12th. It's a Saturday show. The water park, soon to come, the trampoline park, 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt. Beautiful. SkydancerCasino.com. And to the north of us, we've got fun at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Live entertainment at Buffalo Bar this weekend. Tomorrow and Saturday, Spring Yoga with Shane goes every Saturday at 3. Zumba with Solange, June 18th. Movie night the 19th. There's a foam party. We have got the Roper Romp Three's Company themed party that's going to be happening at the Elkhorn on the 29th. Complete with the Regal Beagle Lounge. That is going to be a fun weekend. The Blue Bombers are back, but for anybody that likes sports, it's kind of a difficult situation. What do you do? Do you watch hockey or do you watch football? Or do you watch the Travel Channel? Because the Oilers are back in action. They take on the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final. That goes tonight, too. So what's everybody watching? Mandy says hockey. Laura says Oilers. Tosh says hockey. Bobby says Oilers. Sean says hockey. Janine says football. Gonna try not to watch hockey and see if it brings the Oilers any luck. So we've got 10% football, 90% hockey. Brad says hockey. Chris says football. Go Florida. Steve is in for football. Trista says hockey. Lou says hockey. Carla says hockey. Amanda says neither. Thank you, Amanda. I was waiting for a neither. I have a coffee date that's going to be much more important than sports. And to make up for that is Debbie, who says I'm going to watch both at the same time. DVRing both back and forth, back and forth. But Tracy Rogers also going to watch both. Jared gets nasty, says semi-pro football versus championship pro hockey. However, Jared, I would much rather watch a sport where a Canadian team has a chance at winning the championship.
Did Tyler just say that on his show? Tyler, shame on you.
It's the truth. Might as well watch a CFL at least. A Canadian team's going to win the championship. That's why we kicked the American teams out of the CFL. We didn't want them to have a chance. And it has nothing to do with talent. Nothing. It has everything to do with the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
But Tyler, they have a salary cap in the NHL. They can't show favorability to one team over another team. That would be just the wrong, Tyler.
Doesn't matter. In Florida, you know how much income tax they pay? You know how much the Americans are taxed? Not very much, and it's going lower. And thank God in Canada, we hardly pay any tax. Our quality of life is fantastic. We get to pay lots of tax. And I mean, these guys, you think, well,
Tyler, they make millions of dollars. They're not worried about paying taxes.
They didn't show up at the rink at 4 a.m. for 20 years with their parents to finally get a contract worth a couple million to only play a couple years in the NHL to piss that money away. Oh, no. That's going on, and it looks like, yeah, most people are going to watch hockey. I'd say, based on the results, it is 75% hockey, 20% football, 5% are both or neither. So Facebook Marketplace, have you ever tried to sell or buy anything on Facebook Marketplace? Be honest, what's your experience like? When I say Facebook Marketplace, what do you think? Do you think a quality place to buy and sell merchandise that always gets picked up? Oh, $175 for the Cinderella American Girl Taxidermy Gator Doll Swamp. I've been looking for one of these. What the hell is this? It's a 6-foot worm. He doesn't eat, doesn't poop, just stares and judges. $140. Oh, that's cool. A guitar toilet seat on Facebook Marketplace. Wow. As if there wasn't enough musical sounds coming from your bathroom. You've already laid down the beat. This is my tribute to the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice to stand about a, wouldn't it be nice to da, da, da. A Titanic ride for the kids, $2,000. No lowballs, please. It was $10,000 when I bought it new. You have $10,000 to put on a Titanic inflatable? Cindy says, I've bought a lot off of Marketplace. So far, so good. But man, there's a lot of scammers. I am so glad you've had a good experience. If my hubby notices a scam, he likes to string them along. The hell is this? A crotchet fetus. You can buy on Facebook Marketplace. So what are you supposed to do with these? I wonder what the actual purpose. These must be for like shoes in stores or something. I don't know. What the hell would they make these for? What would be the legitimate reason for having feet? I mean, plastic feet. Obviously, we all have feet. Oh, I like this chair. Oh, it's a bike seat. And so it feels like someone's grabbing your ass as you're riding your bike. It's only $28 on the Facebook Marketplace. Cindy says, I wish people would take down posts if the item is sold. I wish people would just pick up their stuff. I think in the city, it's a different experience. Maybe, oh, yeah, I how much for your John Deere Gator? 13.5. I'll give you $500 for it, and I'll be over to pick it up at 4 o'clock. Okay. I'll take $500. It's been sitting around for a while. 4 o'clock rolls around. Nobody's home. The hell? Facebook Marketplace. The No Money Miracle continues at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. You don't need any cash when you walk in the store. Pay nothing until 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees. So if you need a couch, a love seat, a bed, a mattress, a fridge or stove, washer, dryer, this would be a good time. Because the No Money Miracle is not going to last forever. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon and at leons.ca. Sunrise Credit Union with 20 area locations to serve you across southwestern Manitoba. Sunrise Credit Union says you can prepare for the upcoming school year by opening a Prudent Student account. Open a student line of credit. If you have a student in your life that is in need of financial services, remember that the official bank of students of Western Manitoba, whether they be high school or post-secondary students, is our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Good to get them started early at Sunrise Credit Union. Cooperative banking. Locally right here in Western Manitoba, sunrisecu.mb.ca. If you're looking to get in some sausage for Dad this weekend, maybe a steak for Dad's day, or maybe his favorite snacks to celebrate the big day, make it Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here. Every time you spend money at the co-op, again, members are owners at the local co-op. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Well, that music means one thing. That means that we have to say farewell again. It's been a fun Thursday with you. Thank you for being here. Thanks again, guys. You have an awesome Thirsty Thursday. We'll see you for a fantastic Friday tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.